There's no doubt that the low-pressure system charging across the Pacific Ocean right now is massive. And if it reaches its full potential,
this could be the strongest storm to hit the Bering in possibly decades.
Dave Snyder is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage. He's basing that judgment on barometric pressure, which should drop fast and reach low enough to break a record set on Alaska in 1977. Besides that, the storm will follow a familiar pattern in the Bering Sea. As the pressure dips, winds will gather to hurricane force, and without any land in the way to block them, the gusts will create large waves, up to 50 feet on the open water. Mariners are being asked not to take any chances. Captain Joseph Deer is in charge of search and rescue for the Coast Guard in Alaska. For the past week, they've been broadcasting warnings to cargo ships and fishermen by radio. And now?
We're seeing the fleet move east and south, or just slowing down and stopping to let this storm blow through.
Some of them are taking shelter in Unalaska, which shouldn't be hit hard by the storm. While it's supposed to be worse in Adak, boats are tying up there too. For one thing, Adak has a well-protected harbor. And beyond that, City Manager Leighton Lockett says the 65-mile-per-hour gusts that are forecast for the central Aleutians on Friday and Saturday are nothing the community can't handle.
In general, this is nothing new. We just had a major storm last week also with the same type of winds. Came through it just fine.
Adak is a former naval base, home to hundreds of abandoned houses in varying states of disrepair. Flying debris can be an issue in some neighborhoods.
You know, there's a thoroughfare that's runs by that housing. We're asking people to stay off that back road. Don't go surfing on the beach tomorrow or the weekend. You know, put the jet skis away.
Jokes aside, Lockett's prepared to close Adak City Hall early if the weather gets too severe. In the Pribilof Islands, the community of St. Paul is already planning to shut down their entire harbor. It's positioned right in the path of oncoming swells. Even if the harbor is empty, the 22-foot waves that are forecast for St. Paul could have an impact. Michael Rover is the island's public safety director.
With the high waves coming in around the harbor, that we may have some low-lying areas that take a little bit more water than normal.
Those spots aren't heavily populated, but the risk of flooding and erosion stretches beyond St. Paul and the Pribilofs. The National Weather Service has issued warnings for the entire southwest coast. Once the storm passes, Coast Guard Captain Deer says the agency could conduct a flyover next week.
We would go to some of the more remote areas and look and see what kind of shore erosion may call out on Channel 16 and just go out there and get kind of a firsthand view of what the storm may or may not have done along our coasts.
Until then, the Coast Guard is focused on ensuring safety at sea. Two helicopters will be standing by in Unalaska and Cold Bay, with a cutter posted in between for emergencies. And back in St. Paul, Rover is trying to make sure the bases are covered. He's asking people to stock up on food, tie down loose objects in the yard, and above all, stay calm. That's been tougher than usual, considering how much attention the storm's getting nationwide.
You know, anytime something's worded as a super typhoon, storm of the century, you know, these things raise a lot of red flags to people. Can be good and bad.
It's fine if it pushes them to take precautions, but at the end of the day, Rover is confident they'll pull through. This isn't the first big front to hit the region, and in all likelihood, it won't be the last. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.